proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. In this final session relating to Jesus Christ and the Jewish religious holidays, we will look at how the Savior during his ministry interacted with the celebration of the Jewish New Year, as well as the Days of Awe and the Days of Atonement. Those Jewish religious holidays which Jesus Christ and his Jewish countrymen observed included not only a series of annual festivals, but the weekly Sabbath day as well. Days described in Leviticus chapter 23 as, quote, holy convocations, unquote. Jesus Christ lived and interacted with people who were familiar with these Jewish religious holidays. To what extent did these festivals impact his ministry? Now, the Gospels made no mention of Jesus Christ participating in either the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, or Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, worship services. Yet the Lord's earthly ministry featured elements that were contained in both of those holidays. The ceremonies associated with the Jewish New Year feature the repeated sounding of trumpets, intended, according to Jewish tradition, to turn hearts toward repentance. Repentance was a very key element in the message of Jesus Christ. Indeed, the very first sermon preached by Jesus Christ, contained in the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, featured a call for repentance. He said, quote, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel, unquote. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement observances, required Jews to seek for divine forgiveness for their sins. In Leviticus chapter 23, God instructed the Jewish people that they needed to, quote, afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God, unquote. The entire purpose of Jesus Christ's death on the cross, his substitutionary death, was to make an atonement for the sins of the human race. As Peter wrote in the first chapter of his first epistle, quote, ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, unquote. The Gospels also made no mention of the holiday of Purim, a festival relating to how God delivered the Jewish people from the devices of Haman. Nor did they contain references to other special days, such as Tisha B'Av, or the ninth day of the month of Av, a day of fasting, commemorating when the Babylonian armies invaded Jerusalem and destroyed the first temple. Now, this lack of evidence did not necessarily indicate that Jesus Christ did not play an important role in connection with these holidays. As John pointed out at the end of his gospel, quote, there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written everyone, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written, unquote. When we look at the Jewish festivals and feasts, we see that many of the elements connected with them pointed to some aspect of either the person or the work of Jesus Christ. On a number of occasions, he actually appeared and did something or said something significant during those holidays, something significant relating to those particular celebrations. By this means, he taught his Jewish contemporaries about how he himself served as the object lesson to which all of the Old Testament holidays pointed. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.